Good morning, 743 here on the mighty 690, 30 degrees right now, a chilly start to the day. It is time for our monthly chat with Attorney General Derek Schmidt here on the mighty 690. So, how are you doing, sir?
James, doing very well, thanks. I think fall has finally arrived, and it feels like a crisp fall in Kansas.
It certainly does. It's the end of our growing season here, so it's going to be a very chilly one tonight. But I know this is a super busy time, especially for you as we head into the election and all that stuff there. But I did want to ask you a couple of questions here. First of all, I know the Biden administration has not been able to pass their Green New Deal, but it now appears that they're trying to impose it through some legislation. So I was wondering if you could explain what this is all about and what you and other attorney generals are doing in response to this happening, specifically with the highways.
Well, sure, be happy to, James. And, you know, let's back up to the big picture here. I mean, the current administration in Washington and all of their supporters, they have launched an ideological assault on traditional forms of energy. It's that simple. I suppose they genuinely believe it, but they believe that we must transition away from, for example, oil and gas, traditional fossil fuels, and move toward renewables. And nobody objects to that general philosophy, but here's the problem. There's a reason that the markets haven't moved that way more aggressively, and part of the reason is cost and reliability of power for all of us, ordinary folks who are just trying to live our lives and afford our heating bills and our cooling bills and our gasoline bills. And the Biden administration and their allies have made this decision that they are going to force the market in that direction. And the result of that is we're all paying a lot more for energy. We're likely to pay considerably more over this coming winter. They're already predicting heating bills are going to be up. And folks can't afford it. So they make an ideological decision in Washington, and we in Independence and throughout the area in Kansas, we pay the price. It's a hidden tax, and it's a very high one. So our view has always been, from the legal side, if they're going to do this, they've got to do it out in the open and do it the right way. They've got to go to Congress. They've got to get permission. They've got to get the people's elected representatives to sign off on it, the same way we do any other big policy in this country. But instead, the Biden team has tried to accomplish this through death by a thousand cuts. They take all of these little administrative actions. They have their different federal agencies do a thousand different small things that added together move toward accomplishing their goal, which is less reliance on traditional fossil fuels that are affordable, reliable, and moving toward other energy sources. So that's the big picture. Down in the weeds, we have been challenging these little death by a thousand cut actions one by one because we think that they're illegal. We think the president can't just make this decision and declare this is where the country's going. He has to go to Congress and get permission. That's how the system is supposed to work. And so, you know, the latest example of that, the Biden administration has directed their highway construction people, of all things, highway construction people, to adopt new requirements that by the middle part of this century, we have net zero emissions on U.S. highways. Bottom line, they want the highway people to declare you've got to move to electric vehicles. And that's just not within the legal authority of the folks that fund and build highways. That's an entirely different issue that, again, if we were going to go that way, has to be decided by the people's elected representatives in Congress so that ordinary Kansans like you and me have a voice in the decision. So we're now challenging that specific decision, trying to use the highway folks to in Washington to decide how we drive on highways. And it's one of many examples of how we've pushed back on this. We objected to the president's decision to unilaterally cancel the Keystone Pipeline. We took him to court and won in the U.S. Supreme Court over some of the decisions that he's tried to impose regulatorily to increase the cost of refining fuels because they know if they drive up the cost of refining fuels, it'll push people over to buy different fuels, which is what they want. But the bottom line is we're going to continue to remain vigilant and continue to stand up for Kansans who are just trying to live our lives and pay our bills without being shoved into Joe Biden's ideological wars.
Sure. And, you know, it's one of those things where in many ways, what we're trying, what, you know, the administration is trying to do is they're just in real world, they're shifting the quote unquote pollution back just to the electric grid and the power plants. And, you know, we've talked before on how the country does not have the electrical capacity to charge all these vehicles. There's problems with the batteries and that sort of thing. And we're seeing this play out in California. And so I agree. It's just it's one of those things where there's some problems, and I think a lot of people do say yes. We're all in favor of, you know, we have no problem with renewable resources and things of that vein. But this is just not like you're saying. At the root of this is what I'm hearing, and correct me if I'm wrong. But this is all about the way that this is all coming about. You know, this is not being legislated. Even they're trying to just push it through, even though just through the actual bureaucracy. Am I right in saying that instead of actually just saying that we are going to legislate, they're kind of going in the back door, it almost seems?
Yeah, in my view, that's exactly on target. Nobody objects to the idea of encouraging movement toward a broader range of energy sources. Nobody objects to the idea even of creating incentives to encourage people to move in that direction. But what we do object to is this notion that at the end of the day, big government, Biden administration, and their allies, they know best. They get to decide for all the rest of us without input from our elected representatives in Congress, without pushback from states or from citizens. They get to decide and decree that we're going to move dramatically in one direction, and the cost be damned. And that's where we are right now. And you know, our job is to stand up for Kansans who are just trying to live their lives and pay their bills. This Biden philosophy, they just don't have that legal authority, and we're going to fight back. So that's what we've been doing.
All right, very good. We're talking with Attorney General Derek Schmidt here on the Mighty 690. And, sir, I know we've also in the news been hearing a lot about fentanyl. I think there was a report this morning. I believe there was someone out of Florida saying that there's enough fentanyl coming across the border to kill every man, woman, and child in the U.S., which is just crazy. Apparently, there was an update from the State Child Death Review Board. I was wondering if you might be able to talk about that in relation to fentanyl.
Certainly can. You know, this fentanyl crisis, I think people are starting to catch on that this is not just one more illegal drug issue. It is something different in nature. Fentanyl is more than just a narcotic. It is a deadly poison. A tiny, tiny amount of fentanyl. Think of it as a few grains of salt. Literally, just a few grains of salt. That amount of fentanyl kills you. And the amount that's flooding across the southern border of the United States is unprecedented. I was just reading a report this morning that Texas, the state of Texas alone, since it started, they call it Operation Lone Star, since the governor of Texas decided earlier this year to step up efforts to enforce illegal activity around the border because the federal government has retreated from border security, the state of Texas alone has seized enough fentanyl to kill more than 350 million people in this country. And that's a shocking number to me. And this isn't just, you know, a few drug dealers sort of cooking stuff up in an abandoned lot or even in a more sophisticated operation. Most of the precursor chemicals that go into fentanyl are manufactured in China by organs of the Chinese Communist Party. They are shipped to Mexico, where the drug cartels, a very large organized criminal enterprise, assembles them into final product, whatever that final product may be. Maybe it mixes them in with counterfeit pills like Adderall or other things that you know, you shouldn't be buying them and taking them off the black market at all, but a lot of people do, and the cartels know it. And they smuggle it across the open southern border, and they distribute it right here on our streets in Kansas, where it kills people. On average, one Kansan dies every day. On average, one Kansan dies every day from fentanyl poisoning. So, I mean, this is an enormous and growing problem that is different in nature from what we're accustomed to dealing with in terms of illegal drugs on our street, and it's deeply alarming. So, you know, you asked about the State Child Death Review Board report. This is one tiny little footnote, but an important one. One of the things that our office does every year by law is assembles a report that compiles information about the death of every child in Kansas. And the idea, we've been doing this for 40 years, maybe 50 years, and the idea is to gather information that can help us do things going forward to reduce the number of child deaths in the state. It's a good idea. One of the things the most recent report indicates is that the number of Kansas kids dying from fentanyl poisoning is up relatively sharply. The numbers are still fairly small, but the trend line is sharply up. And in part, it's because folks often don't know that they're going to be ingesting fentanyl. It comes mixed in with other pills that look legitimate. They look like something completely different. People think they're taking an Adderall, or they think that they're taking an OxyContin. And in fact, they're ingesting something that has some of these little grains of salt-sized fentanyl pieces in it, and it's enough to kill them. So this is an enormous problem that I think is just breaking through the Kansas consciousness. I really admire the men and women in law enforcement who are out there taking this poison off our streets every day. I admire the public health professionals who are dealing with the consequences of these overdoses in our emergency rooms or in our substance abuse treatment facilities. We've got to keep doing those things. But at its root, getting a handle on this is going to require our country to get a better handle on the southern border, because that's where the vast bulk of this poison enters the country. And it's not a coincidence that the same period of time, the last 2 years, that the Biden administration has retreated from border security is roughly the same period of time that the amount of fentanyl on our streets has exploded. The two are connected. Let me just end with one data point that maybe you've seen, James, or your listeners have, but it's shocking to me. Fentanyl poisoning is now the number one cause of death in the United States for young adults aged 18 to 45. It is the number one killer of people 18 to 45 in the United States, and that was not true just a few short years ago. So this is a huge problem that's exploded onto the scene, and we're going to have to continue to really ramp up our efforts to push back on it because the stakes are so high.
Talking with Attorney General Derek Schmidt here on the Mighty 690. And, sir, I really appreciate that was a good, succinct kind of description of the problem, because all too often I think we hear all these stats and they're thrown out, but sometimes we don't often get an entire look at that picture. And I know that there's been a little bit of a push to change maybe some of the wording from an overdose more to an actual poisoning, because as you kind of said, in some cases that's kind of what's happening here. So I really appreciate, sir, you coming on. I know you're super busy with campaigning and everything as we head careen towards November. Anything else you'd like to share as we wrap up?
Well, no, I just appreciate the opportunity to share information, and I'm so grateful to serve as Attorney General these years. We have a few months of that left, and 21 days from now, Kansans are going to decide which direction we go in the governorship. So I'm always grateful to visit with folks.
All right. Well, sir, thank you so much. Again, you have a wonderful day, and I appreciate you remembering us down here in Southeast Kansas.
Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. Have a good one. That's Attorney General Derek Schmidt here on the Mighty 690. And we will return with more look at Fox News local news coming up here on KGGF.